Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless you, we magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you for another time of refreshing in your holy presence. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting for us. Thank you for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful and your glorious plans concerning us, concerning our families. We say glory be unto your holy name, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all our previous broadcasts. Thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. Thank you for the healing, for the deliverance, for all manners of testimonies that we have been hearing. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus. And Lord, concerning today's broadcast, pray, Lord, that indeed it will bring forth salvation of souls, bring forth healing. It will transform us. It will draw us closer and closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's with great joy I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day, your favorite program. And I pray that as you have listened today, the Lord will do something extraordinary in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with us what I titled, Go and Possess Your Possession. You will possess your possession in the name of Jesus. Every possession of yours that have been in the wrong hand, the Lord will deliver them unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. The courage, the boldness that you need to take that which belongs to you, the Lord will release unto you in the name of Jesus. He will send helpers of destiny to you. Your blessings will not be denied you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text today from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 9. Deuteronomy chapter 9, and I'm reading from verse 1 to 5. He says, "Hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today to go in to possess nations greater and mightier than you, cities great and fortified up to the heavens, a people great and tall. The son of Anakim, whom you know, and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the sons of Anak? Know therefore today that he who goes over before you as a consuming fire is the Lord your God. He will destroy them and subdue them before you. You shall drive them out and make them perish quickly, as the Lord has promised. Do not say in your heart, after the Lord your God has thrust them out before you, it is because of my righteousness that the Lord has brought me in to possess this land. Whereas it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out before you, not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart are you going in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations. The Lord your God is driving them out before you, and that ye may confirm the word that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can see there the children of Israel being told to go and possess the land that the Lord has promised them through the covenant he entered into with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brothers and sisters, we are all partakers of this covenant. the land in which we are, the Lord has given them to us to possess, not to possess for ourselves, but to possess for the kingdom. We have a responsibility to possess the land for the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ has sent us out to preach the gospel, to tell the world about the goodness of our God. And for us to do so, we need to possess the land. The Lord will grant you and I the grace, the strength, the wherewithal to possess the land in the mighty name of Jesus. Even not only the land, every blessing that the Lord has ordained for us, He expects us to possess it. But the reason why many of us have not possessed it is that we do not even know who we are in Christ. We are still behaving like babies. The Bible tells us in the book of Galatians, Galatians chapter 4, reading from verse 1, it says, I mean that the heir, as long as he is a child, is not different from a slave, though he is the owner of everything, but is under the guardians and managers until the day set by his father. In the same way, we also, when we are children, we are enslaved to the elementary principles of the world. Brothers and sisters, do not be enslaved to the elementary principles of this world. You are heir to the throne with Christ Jesus. Inasmuch as you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, brothers and sisters, you are joint heirs with Him. But if we do not know who we are in Christ, we will be denied of that which God has promised us. I pray that you will not be denied of your heavenly promises in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will grant you the grace. He will stir up your spirit man and give you a renewed hunger for kingdom endeavors, thereby for you to possess that which the Lord has ordained for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to surrender our own agenda for the sake of the kingdom. We need to surrender our own agenda for the sake of the kingdom. The book of Psalms, Psalm 40 verse 8, it says, I delight to do your will. Oh my God, your law is within my heart. Brothers and sisters, let us have a desire, let us have an hunger to do the will of God, to please Him all the days of our lives. And as we please Him, that which the Lord has destined for us, we will not miss them, shall be given unto us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us also be taught of the Lord. Let the word of God begin to guide our path for us to be able to possess that which the Lord has promised us. The book of Psalms, Psalm 143 verse 10, says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on the level ground. You pray every morning that the Spirit of God will lead you. The Spirit of God will guide you. The Spirit of God will direct you in all that you do. And brothers and sisters, I can guarantee you that the Spirit of God will never lead you the wrong way. He will never allow you to go astray. But you need to surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit. And as you do so, it will lead you aright in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to surrender our agenda. Begin to do the will of God. We need to consecrate ourselves. We need to consecrate ourselves. Apostle Paul speaking in the book of Romans, in Romans 12 verse 1, say, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. He went further in verse 2 to say, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Brothers and sisters, let us present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Let us shun sin. You want to possess the land? You want to possess your possession? Then shun sin. Shun sin. Live a life that is acceptable to Christ. Do not be conformed to this world. Do not say this is the way everybody is doing it. Oh, we begin to say heaven help those who help themselves. No, brothers and sisters, heaven is ready to help you provided you submit to the leading of the Holy Spirit. If you submit to his leading, heaven will help you. Your heavens will open. The Lord himself will send helpers to you. That passage that we read there, we saw there in that Deuteronomy chapter 9. God was telling them that, look, do not be afraid. You know that you are going to take over the land that have been previously occupied by the giants, but do not be afraid. Because the God that is following you is a consuming fire. Is a consuming fire. It will consume every obstacle, every barrier that they have placed before you. The fire of the Most High will consume them, and he will grant you outright victory in the name of Jesus. But provided, brothers and sisters, you have surrendered your will to him, you begin to do his will, you consecrate yourself, you are dedicated to the service of God. Brothers and sisters, you have to be dedicated. What are you doing in the household of God? You need to do something for God. It is those who are doing something for him that is ready to do something for them. He is a covenant-keeping God. When you are talking about covenant, you are talking about a contract. There is a contract, there is a part for the two parties to play. What role are you playing? What are you doing in kingdom endeavor? If you are not doing anything and you want to possess the land, no, it is not like that. You want to possess your possession, you need to surrender to him. You need to serve him. You need to do his will. You need to be involved in kingdom endeavor. And as you are doing so, the Almighty God will begin to move on your behalf in the name of Jesus. He will grant you that victory that you want. That long-awaited testimony, the Lord will deliver to you. Delay, denial shall be far, far away from you. Why? Because you are doing the will of God. So be dedicated to serve him. Always do his will. Do that which pleases him. And indeed, he will move on your behalf. The Bible tells us that we should delight ourselves in the Lord, and he will grant us the desire of our heart. So, brothers and sisters, I'm calling unto you this day that if you do not even know Christ, if you don't have a relationship with him, it's not too late. For the mere fact that you are hearing me today, God is giving you that opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, to surrender everything to him. And as you do so, the Lord himself will move mightily on your behalf, and he will perfect all that concerns you for his glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for this your children that have given their lives unto you in Jesus' mighty name. For every one of you that have heard me today, I prophesy into your life. I say this is a new beginning for you, a new beginning of joy, a new beginning of victory, a new beginning of perfection. You will fulfill the purpose of God concerning your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord will send you helpers of destiny. He will fight your battles, every obstacle between you and fulfillment of his plans concerning you. The Lord will remove them. The favor of God will surround you. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make way for you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Almighty God will fight your battle. No weapon fashioned against you, against any member of your household will prosper. Every evil hand stretched against you, they shall wither in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of the Most High. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.